Blog Talk Radio.
The song just says, in one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus, there is no other place where I'd rather be than in one place, in one you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me. Anybody just grateful? I know I don't deserve it, but I love this place. Here in one place, I love this place. Oh, thank you for accepting us. Thank you for receiving us. Oh, Rabbi. Woo! Here in one place. You tell him, thank you for receiving me. You didn't have to, but I thank you for accepting me. Every voice tell him, thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me.
Amen. 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 We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Be thankful. Amen. He has received us. Hallelujah. And be thankful tonight. Hallelujah. To be in his presence. Glory to God. And be thankful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In this place. This place. Hallelujah. Whatever place you in. Hallelujah. God is in that place with you right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever place you in. God is there right now, and he has received you. He has allowed you to be in his presence. For that, you should be thankful. For that, you should be grateful. Yeah. For that, you should be magnifying his name on tonight, because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. He is worthy to be lifted up on this evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for receiving us on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your presence, for allowing us to be in your midst. For that, Lord, we will magnify you. We will lift you up on tonight. Hallelujah. You are truly worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be magnified. Words can express how worthy you are, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, on tonight. We praise you, Lord, on tonight. We lift you up on tonight, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, tonight we love you and we appreciate you for each and everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. We truly thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Amen. This is more than an hour of power. Glory to God. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God on this Monday night. So you know we are featuring the Semitic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Led by my brother. Amen. Hallelujah. In Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Apostle, Elder Nate Curry. He will be coming along in a few minutes. Hallelujah. To break the bread of life. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Right now, I want to, amen, open up. Hallelujah. Praise God with our scripture. Hallelujah. Of the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our scripture of the day. And for that, I want you to go to, hallelujah, Mark 11. Hallelujah. We're going to start at 22. Praise God. Mark 11, starting at verse 22, and it reads, I'm sorry, Mark 11, starting at verse 22. Hallelujah. And it reads, and Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea. At your command, it will obey. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Verse 24, listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to look real quick, the verse for tomorrow that I want you to take with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's verse 24. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, listen to me. You can pray for anything. Hallelujah. And if you believe, you will have it. Praise God. You can pray for anything. And if you believe, you will have it. I was listening to a brother break it down to some people on live last night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he broke it down so plain. He said, basically, you imagine. Put it in your imagination first. Hallelujah. And once you imagine that thing that you want, hallelujah, then thank God for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then show gratitude for it. Hallelujah. See, you have to believe you have already received it in order to receive it. Hallelujah. You got to have faith, amen, that God has what you need. Praise God, hallelujah, and you imagine that you already got it, hallelujah, then you thank God that you already got it. The problem is, amen, we imagine that we already got it, and then we go try to work some kind of way to go get it. Hallelujah, this don't throw people off. We try to go out and do some work to go get it, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, but he say if you believe this thing, see, a lot of preachers don't like this, hallelujah, because they stopped using it back in the day. And that's why it stopped working, because they stopped using it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It didn't stop working. Amen. Praise God. They try to say it never worked. Hallelujah. They used to call it name it, claim it. Hallelujah. Believe it, receive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they got away from that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God say it's time to come back. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's time to come back to what the word of God says. If you believe that thing, hallelujah, amen, that you have received that thing, hallelujah, you will have that thing. So the verse to take with you tomorrow as we go through today is listen to me. Verse 24, 11 and 24, Mark 11 and 24. Listen to me. You can pray for anything. And if you believe, you will have it. Praise God, hallelujah. That's the verse to meditate on tomorrow. If I believe it, I'll have it. The only reason why I ain't got it is because I don't believe it. Hallelujah. I need to change my way of thinking. I need to start thinking the right way. I need to start thinking I already got it. And now that I believe I already got it, hallelujah, eventually I'm going to get it. Glory to God, because I believe God already got it for me. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. So we thank God on today for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you're just not joining us, this is more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Andre Pivos. It is truly a blessing. Hallelujah. To be on the line tonight is truly a blessing to have each and every last one of y'all with us on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we truly hope you are ready to receive the word of God on tonight. Praise God. And getting ready. Hallelujah. To bring forth that word. Hallelujah. Amen. As my brother in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The leader. Amen. The apostle. Hallelujah. Amen. Of the Hallelujah Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out there on the West Coast. Hallelujah. Amen. Los Angeles, California is in the building on tonight. And I'm talking about none other. Hallelujah. Than our very own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. On tonight, come on and give God a praise. Amen. Everybody, amen. It's under the sound of our voice tonight. Come
Hallelujah.
On and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of triumph. Give him, amen, the praise that is due his name. Come on and lift up the name of Yahshua tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give him the highest praise tonight. Amen. You know you come to lift him up. You know you come to praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight. Amen. How many know that the Lord is good? Amen. And his mercy endureth forever. Come on and give God another shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. On tonight. Amen. How many of you believe that? Amen. That he is good. And his mercy endure forever. Come on and give God another shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We want to thank God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Can everybody hear me okay tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Amen tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank God on tonight. Amen. Thank him for his goodness and his loving kindness and tender mercies on tonight. Amen. Thank him for his anointing that rests, rule, and abide. Amen. Over my life. Amen. I want to thank God for my dear, dear brother on tonight. Amen. Elder Andre Prevost.
Amen.
Amen. Of preachers, amen, amen, glory to God. Thank God for him and his wife on tonight. Amen. I give a shout out to my wife and to my kids tonight as well. Amen. We're thanking God on tonight for what God is about to do, because only God can do what God can do. Amen. Can anybody do it like him? Amen. Amen. If you know that to be true, come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm not going to be long tonight, but I want to be long enough for God to do what he want to do tonight. Amen. I want to talk about something that the Lord just put in my spirit tonight. It's called the battle of the sexes. Amen. The battle that is raging between the male and the female, and why is there such a fight there? And why is it so hard for us coming to agreement? The enemy is always looking for some kind of space to try to get to one or the other. Amen. But I believe God is going to help us tonight. Amen. I believe that God is going to give us victory tonight. How many of you believe that? Amen. Somebody give God a praise if you believe it. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to be praying, amen, for your spouse tonight. Amen. Because the devil is looking for any kind of space to get in. And it all go back to the garden. Amen. So let's look at some verses that's going to help us out tonight. I'll look at a few verses. And I believe it's going to help us to see this thing a little more clear. Come with me to Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. Matter of fact, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, make that verse 12. We're going to start at verse 12. I want to, verse 12 look juicy tonight. So maybe that the Lord going to start with us from there. Genesis chapter 3, beginning with verse 12. Everybody get that shout, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that the interest of your word gives light tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, on tonight, Lord, for moving by your spirit, for moving by your power, Lord. We ask you on tonight, Lord, that you would destroy all the powers and all the deceitful plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for putting to an open shame the kingdom of darkness. We thank you right now, God, for the truth. You said that the truth shall make us free, and it shall set us free. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anything that make us free means that it's impossible for us to be bound after we hear it. So Father, we thank you on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Have your way on tonight, Lord. Let there be no hindrance. Let there be no distraction. And most of all, God, hallelujah, let your anointing move freely. Hallelujah. Move freely tonight, God. Hallelujah. And we will give your name all the praise and the glory. And we thank you right now that it's already done. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God a victory shout. Amen. Somebody give him, hallelujah, the shout to say, Lord, I thank you for bringing me out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God on tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. So we're going to begin at Genesis chapter 3, verse 12. And the word of the Lord reads, and it says, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verse 13 says, and the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. I want to look at tonight, how did the serpent beguile the woman? How did the serpent trick her when he wasn't supposed to be able to trick her? How did he manage to get inside of her head to make her believe or to disobey God? He had to appeal to something. He had to give her something. So if we go back up to verse 9, I mean, if we go back up to verse 4, and it says, but the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Now, this is the woman talking to the serpent. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. But he was talking about physically, but spiritually, the minute they ate, it affected them. It affected her. Because she was the first one to eat. But then the Bible says she gave it to Adam, and Adam did eat. Now, here's the thing that I want to look at tonight. We as men, we are thinkers. God gave us the gift of thinking. We are thinkers. We're always thinking. That's why God has made us the head, because we're always in thinking mode. But the woman that God has gave us is always in fear mode, because she's a filler by nature. So the enemy tricked her into believing that she was not a goddess. He was trying to tell her that she needed something that she already had. She was already validated by God, because when God made her, he made her to be a helpmate or a helpmeet. So how many know that the job of a helpmeet is not to be the head, but to help the head out? So the woman by nature has the gift of assistance to be able to help. But now what the enemy did was he tried to put her in a place of position to be the head over the man. And the serpent said to the woman in verse 4, it says, "You shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes," look at that word eyes, "that your eyes shall be opened." What eyes? The eyes of the flesh. Because before that time, the eyes of the flesh was not opened, because God did not choose to open those eyes yet. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because he knew what those eyes would lead to. "And then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be God. And ye shall be as God." But when the Lord made Adam, he made him in his image and likeness, so he was already God, knowing good and evil. So from this point, they only knew good. They didn't know no evil. So if it was not God's will for the eyes of the flesh to be opened, but it all started with the tree. It all started with the fruit that they were forbidden to eat. See the spirit of disobedience was not in them yet. And what the fruit produced was the seed of disobedience. Come on here, somebody. To disobey God. Until she ate the fruit, there was no seed of disobedience in her. But once she ate the fruit, it changed the nature of her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It says that when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, come on here, somebody, it looked good. See, that's how the enemy tricked us into something that looked good. Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, say, don't be tricked by how it looks. Because we can't be fooled by how it looks, because if we go by how it looks, it look harmless. It don't look like, it look good. It like it's going to be good for me. Yeah, but what did God say? Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes," it looked good to the eyes. Come on here, somebody. Look how the enemy set it up. Glory to God. It's going to look good to you, and then it's going to look pleasant to the eyes. It's going to be good looking. Not only is it going to look good, but it's going to be what? Good looking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we got to be careful that we don't just look at the outside and don't look at the inside of the thing, because the inside of the thing is what's going to corrupt us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says, it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree, and a tree to be desired. Look how the enemy makes sin look. Come on here, somebody. First, he made it look good for food. Come on here, somebody. No, that we ain't supposed to be eating it, but it looked good. So I'm going to go past what God is saying, and I'm going to go ahead and eat the food because it looked good enough to eat. Come on here, somebody. And now it looked pleasant to the eyes, so the eyes have got hypnotized by how it looked. Come on here, somebody. And so now my eyes have got involved. So now it looked good enough now to where I done went past what God said. God done put a no there, and now my flesh, amen, is starting to act up, and the flesh is trying to say, yeah, but it looked too good to pass up. It looked too good to turn down. Sometimes, amen, glory to God, amen, we just got to put that flesh on kill mode, because God is saying, if I said no, no mean no. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But what happened is that the enemy got her in her feelings. Come on here, somebody. Because remember, the feelings, he's a feeler by nature. Come on here, somebody. And so while she's feeling this tree, and look at it, and a tree to be desired. So now that desire deal with the will part. So now her will done got involved to make one wise. And she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. Come on here, somebody. Because she got under the spell of the enemy and gave also. Somebody took that word also. Also unto her husband with her. So he was just sitting up there looking. He wasn't saying, baby, amen, take your hands off that fruit. You know what the Lord said. Amen. He told us not to eat of this fruit. Amen. He told us that the day that we touch it, amen, that we'd be in trouble. Amen. So, you know, get away from the tree. He should have been rebuking her, saying, get away from the tree. If he was right there with her, the Bible says, and her husband with her, she gave him the fruit. And said, eat. And he did eat. And notice, it didn't let it happen until he ate of the fruit. And then in verse 7 says, and the eyes, the fleshly eyes of them both were open. And they knew that they were naked. They had a consciousness of their nakedness. But up until that point, their nakedness didn't matter because it was nothing but good in them. There was no seed of disobedience yet. So they didn't even trip on the fact of them both being naked. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And so God purposely did that because he knew what was going to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so that's why we got a battle right now today. Come on, somebody. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together. The fig leaves were to try to hide, amen, the shame. How many of us, we walk in obedience, there's no shame? Amen. Shame only comes when we walk in disobedience. So they went and sold the fig leaves to cover up because they knew they were in the wrong. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so it says, and made themselves aprons. So they didn't see themselves as perfect no more. See, before they disobeyed God, they looked at themselves as perfect. That's why David said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, when there's no sin present, then you see yourself in the perfection that God made you to be. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's
but
right.
When they disobeyed God, it began to bring conflict. Come on here, somebody. And so the enemy was able, amen, to get into Eve. Amen. And have an encounter with Eve. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That produced the seed that came out to be called Cain. Come on here, somebody. And I'm going to show you that in the text, too. Come on here, somebody. And so verse 8 says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And how many know that when you are disobedient, you don't want to be in the presence of the Lord? How many know that when you are disobedient, you ain't trying to get in the face of God? You don't want to be, amen, in that place with God, because God see everything. And then because of the shame, amen, the shame has set a gap between them and God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They were no longer not ashamed. Shame had hit them because of their disobedience. Amen. And then it says they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Amen. They were trying to hide amongst the trees. Amen. They didn't realize that God was omniscient. But amen. But at this point, amen, it says in verse 9, and the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Why? Because he lost something through the fruit. Come on here, somebody. Where are you, Adam? Why are you not where you always be at this time in the garden? Come on here, somebody. They still had the image, but they lost the likeness. And God is saying, where are you? Because I don't see you in the garden. Come on here, somebody. I don't see my likeness in the garden. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when we start disobeying God, that'll change our likeness? Come on here, somebody. We'll no longer begin to look like God. Amen. Because you're going to look like who you serve. Come on here, somebody. Lord, have mercy. We can't be out here serving the devil and expect to look like God at the end of the day. Now, you're going to look like who you serve, who you working for. Come on here, somebody. That's why, amen, when we are in sin, it disfigures us. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why the enemy tries to get us to disobey God, because he know the more we disobey God, we're going to lose our likeness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why when we get saved, the only thing that can bring our likeness back is God's salvation. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so God is saying over here in the text, he says, and the Lord calling Adam, he said, where art thou? And he says, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was, what, afraid. So now not only did it bring shame, but it brought fear. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so now they are afraid of a voice that they used to be familiar with and love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so when we disobey God, amen, the voice that we love to hear, now there's fear with the voice that we love to hear instead of the love and the joy and the peace that we get from the voice. Come on here, somebody. That's why God is saying, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. But the battle is that when they ate this fruit, this forbidden fruit, the fruit that God told them not to eat,
uh-huh,
that awakened the eyes of their flesh.
Uh-huh.
It made the man become a filler.
Yeah.
And it made the woman become a thinker. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
And so it reversed what God had gave them, what naturally. So now we battling now, male and female, because now the enemy got common ground because of the encounter that he started with Eve. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But when the repercussions fell, amen, he said, and I heard your voice in the garden, verse 10, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Mm-hmm. So the fear caused them to realize that they were naked, because the eyes of the flesh had been opened, and now there's a battle now between the flesh and the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Verse 11. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee? that thou shouldest not eat. In other words, God said, this wasn't an option. I commanded you. I gave you an order. So what happened to you keeping the order that I gave you? Because I knew that the minute your eyes became open, that there would be a fight between the nature of you. Come on here, somebody. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Look at Adam. Amen. He didn't protect what God gave him, but now he's trying to blame what God gave him on the woman. He's trying to blame her for him eating. Come on here, somebody. Can't nobody control your eating but you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Amen. She didn't put no gun to his head and say, everybody eat this fruit.
Come on.
Amen. She couldn't override him to make him do, because God put him in control. But he lost control when he disobeyed God and ate the fruit, because he put the woman ahead of God. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
All right, y'all brothers ready to hit me tonight. We got to obligate. We got to stand. Remember, we thinkers. So why is we going to our woman, our good thing that God gave us for her to think for us when God made us the thinkers? Come on here, somebody. And she expected us to think, and we trying to be like her and be a filler. And while we all caught up in our feelings, she looking at us saying, but why ain't you thinking for us? I believe that a woman respects a man more when he's a thinker and not a feeler. Come on here, somebody. Oh, baby, I just feel like. No, no, get out of that. Because that's what God designed her for, to be a feeler. Come on here, somebody. But let me tell you how the two can complement each other. Because the thinker in us, see, when she asks, did you miss me? She's actually saying, have I been on your mind? Come on here, somebody. Because when we love something, we think about that thing. Amen. The thing that you don't want us to do is to stop thinking about you. Come on here, somebody. You don't want us to lose interest in you. Because that's the thinker in us. Oh, I'm just thinking about my baby. I'm thinking about plans. See, when we start thinking, we start making plans. Y'all ain't with me tonight. When we really start thinking, can I get some brothers, amen, that are back me up on this tonight? When we start thinking, I'm talking about really start thinking, we start making plans. And then we include you and everything that come with you in the plan. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You ain't got to ask if we thinking about you. We call you. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because we miss you, because you on our mind. We thinking about you. See, we are thinkers by nature, and the enemy know that. So he'll try to use the woman to jack us up, because he know that if our mind is jacked up, we ain't going to operate right. Come on here, somebody. I don't care what you're doing. If we allow the enemy to get to us through the good thing that God has given us, we're going to be all out of whack. Come on here, somebody. We be going left. We're supposed to go right. Amen. We'll start forgetting things. Come on here, somebody. Oh, ain't anybody going to say amen tonight? Come on here, somebody. God is saying that you need to put me first in everything. Don't you put nothing above me. I don't care how fine it is. I don't care how good it looks. Glory to God. God said, don't let it distract you from what I have already put in your heart. Come on here, somebody. Oh, somebody give God a shout right there. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So everybody start playing the blame game. So Adam blames the woman. that God gave him. And then verse 13, the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? What is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled or tricked me, and I did eat. And so verse 14, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed. Above all cattle, above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go. So that means that the serpent was walking upright until the end. God demoted him and put him on his... He had to have been walking.
Yep.
Because he said, I'm going to put you on your belly now. Now you're going down to your belly. Now you're going... Now all you're going to be able to taste is dust. Come on here, somebody. And dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Come on here, somebody. So he'll never walk again. Come on here, somebody. He'll never get that privilege to be upright again. Come on here, somebody. Because when he was upright, he abused it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But look at what it said in verse 15. He says, and I will put what? Enmity. Between thee and the woman. Come on here, somebody. Enmity means mutual hatred. It means that y'all will not like each other ever. Come on here, somebody. Y'all, every time y'all come together, y'all going to hate each other. Come on here, somebody. That's why I believe a woman has a hatred for the devil so tough because of what he did to her in the garden. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So when she go into the spirit realm to fight the devil, it's personal. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, we didn't encounter what she encountered because she used her to cause us to fall. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so God is saying in order to get that back, amen, we got to realize what kind of fight we in. Come on here, somebody. And so the enemy want to try to make it look like it's the male against the female, but in actuality, it's a spiritual fight of the devil and his demons of him trying to keep the fight going. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So while he got us trying to get in our feelings, he got her thinking, well, she know that that's not her role. Amen. So she dissatisfied because she knows she's doing something she ain't supposed to be doing. Come on here, somebody. That's why God made us the head. Thank you, Father. Why you think that Adam had no problem naming all the animals? Come on here, somebody. Because he was in think mode all day. Amen. And this came what naturally to him. So when he saw a bird, he was like, that's a bird right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he saw the duck, I'm going to call you a duck. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he saw the eagle, he said, yeah, I'm going to call you an eagle. Glory to God. Why? Because he was in faith mode. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God is saying, don't let nothing get you out of think mode. Come on here, somebody. We're trying to walk around here all in our feelings. Come on here with our arms folded. Amen. Amen. Unfold your arms, man. That's not you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. God didn't make us to be soft. God made us to be like him, strong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't never seen so many men hiding behind a woman. Come on here, somebody. Danger comes. Amen. You put her in front. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you scared. Amen. Glory to God. So you want her to protect you. Amen. What good is to have a man and the man is behind you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Brothers, we got to get it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, God must have seen Cain and his seed coming. Because in verse 15, he says, I will put enmity, mutual hatred, between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. Thy seed and her seed. So an encounter must have took place in the garden. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That allowed the serpent to become intimate with Eve. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so it says in her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And not only that, but it caused the woman to give birth in pain. Because up until that point, amen, God did not have it in the plan for her to give birth out of pain. Come on here, somebody. But the pain came through the disobedience. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise in there. He says, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth what? Children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband. And he shall rule. Somebody circle that word rule. Over thee. Why? Because the nature of her changed through the encounter with the serpent. That's why the Lord said, and thy husband shall rule. He made us the ruler over you. Because of the relationship that you and the serpent had in the garden. Come on here, somebody. That seed of disobedience. So there's two kind of natures in her womb. That's why it's so important for her to get the right kind of man. Come on here, somebody. Not just any man. No, you want to get a man of God, because every seed produced after his own kind. Come on here, somebody. So you can't expect to get a godly baby and you go out there and get a man that's totally committed to the devil. Talking about, yeah, I'm going to change him. If God can't change him, you can't change him. You got to pray, Lord, put me with the right man so that I can produce the seed that will come from you. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And so we bless God on tonight. Glory to God. And then, amen, I want to look at one more. Glory to God. Let me look at one more. Matter of fact, two more. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3 and 7. First Peter chapter 3, verse 7. And the word of the Lord says, he says, likewise, ye husbands, deal with them according to what? Knowledge. Deal with them according to the knowledge that you know about what's going on in the spirit realm. Come on here, somebody. And in the natural realm. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that's the only way we're going to be able to get along. Come on here, somebody. Giving honor unto the wife as unto the what? Weaker vessel. So when it says weaker vessel, mentally, because the enemy can get to you quicker than he can to us. Come on here, somebody. He's got an avenue to your mind that he don't have with us. Come on here, somebody. And so the encounter that happened has given him access to you. So that's why we got to pray for our wives more, and pray for the woman that we're with, because at any given time, the enemy can come and cause her to flip and she'll go left. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we still trying to wonder what's going on. Come on here, somebody. What happened? Amen. Well, we were just cool a few minutes. How did this escalate? How did it come to this? Because the enemy is always lurking. That's why we got to plead the blood over our wife, the blood over our helpmeet, the blood over our virtuous woman. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We can't be like Adam in the cut just watching. Come on here, somebody. We got to go into warfare with the devil. Somebody give me some praise in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. So God says, dwell with them according to knowledge. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not what? Hindered. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So, yeah, so we got to stay on top. We got to continue to pray. We got to continue, amen, to rebuke the devil and what? Keep him out of our garden. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Y'all brother that know I'm telling the truth, come on and give God a praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
So let's go right quickly to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 11 and 3. And the word of the Lord reads, he says, but I would have you know, this is Paul speaking by the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. Brothers, we've got to stay connected to the anointing. See, that word Christ means the anointing. The visible presence of God. See, that's the only way we're going to be able to really walk in the image and likeness of God is through the anointing. Come on here, somebody. See, and see, the head is where everything pour out of. Come on here, somebody. So God is saying, if I'm your head, then my presence should be able to pour into you. Glory to God, everything that you need, glory to God. So I need you to stay with me in prayer. I need you to stay with me in worship. I need you to be in my presence in praise so I can continue to build you, so you can continue to look like me and act like me. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, when our head is not on, glory to God, that we don't look right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. So if Christ is not our head, then that means we got another head that is being the head that is replacing the head of Christ. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So if I don't have the anointing of God as my head, then I have what? The Antichrist. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Then I have
Come
the
on.
Devil who is what? Against the anointing that's on my life. Amen. So when she looked at me, she said, who in the hell is this? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't recognize you. She started saying, where art thou? Amen. Where you at? Amen. Hallelujah. Why you don't look like, amen, who you looked like before? Why? Because my head ain't on. Come on here, somebody. But if I keep my head on, I'm going to start looking more like God. Glory to God. And I ain't going to have to ask her to surrender. She just going to surrender. She going to bow down because she going to recognize that I have the anointing of God as my head. And anything that fight against the anointing, glory to God, amen, will be destroyed. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Tell your brother tonight, say, brother, keep your anointing on. Keep your head on. Glory to God. Don't lose your head
keep
over
your
it.
Head
amen.
On.
Keep your head on. Hey, Shato Dorobo Shando. If I keep my head on, then the anointing can replace anything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, God don't want to get caught up into things. Amen. Anything that leaves, God is saying, don't worry about it. I got you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Anything that come against you, I got you. Come on here, somebody. But you got to keep me as the head of your life. Come on here, somebody. You got to keep me in charge. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean what? Not into your own understanding, but in all our ways do what? Acknowledge him. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, consult with your advisor. Come on here, somebody. Don't you make a move without consulting with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Don't make a move without consulting with your head. Come on here, somebody. Make sure your head is in it. Come on here, somebody. If you go make a move, make sure your head is in it. Don't make the move if your head ain't in it. Don't you do it if your head ain't in it. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, but the head of every man, amen, every man, there ain't no man that's walking the earth that Christ should not be the head of your life. Come on here, somebody. Brother, if Christ ain't the head, then you out of line already. Come on here, somebody. If Christ ain't your head, you already predestined for hell. Come on here, somebody. Why?
Come on,
because without him, we can't do nothing. Come on here, somebody. And if you got the big head, say, Lord, deliver me from this head and give me your head. Come on here, somebody. I need your head on my shoulders. Come on here, somebody. I need your head on my shoulders so I can love my wife right.
Yeah.
I need your head on my shoulders so I can lead my wife right. Come on here, somebody. I need your head so I can think right. Come on here, somebody. I need your head, Lord, so I can live right. Come on here, somebody. I need your head so I can talk right. Come on here, somebody. Reason why there's so much hell in me is because I got the wrong head on me. I need you, Lord. Come on here, somebody, to give me the right head. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, tonight, somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God the glory tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the devil got, brother, so confused now. Glory to God. They don't know what to think now. They don't know how to think. Glory to God, because their head ain't on. Come on here, somebody. Acting like a woman. Glory to God. Talking like a woman. Glory to God. Switching like the woman. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The devil got brother so messed up that they think that another man is who they're supposed to be with. Come on here, somebody. How in the world did the enemy take your manhood from you that you think that God made Adam and Steve? Come on here, somebody. Amen. If we look at the book clearly shows that the Lord made Adam and Eve. Come on here, somebody. Eve is not a male. Eve is a female. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he got the woman so messed up. Glory to God, that she thinks she's supposed to take the role of the man now. Glory to God. Amen. She walked more harder than the man now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Grabbing her sack like she got what we got. And we know full well you don't. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. She in the thinking mode. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She trying to tell the man what to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trying to treat him, amen, like he belongs in the role that she's supposed to be playing in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to pray tonight so we can reverse and get back to what God has called us to be. Somebody give God a shout. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then he says, and the head of the woman is the man. See, that's why the woman walking around crazy, because her head is crazy. Come on here, somebody. The head ain't all right. She got the wrong head. Come on here, somebody. She got a man that ain't got the God in his head, but got the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know? Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. I got you. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready yet? Oh, God, help me that night. Help me that night.
Help me, Jesus. Help me.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sorry about that, y'all. Amen. Pray for me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tonight, for God is good. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight, amen, the battle of the sexes is that we need to realize that God, he gave us a role to play. And we need to play our role tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I believe God will help us tonight. Somebody give God another shout. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, we got headless brothers around here. Glory to God. That's why so much is happening. We got headless brothers. Amen. And then we got women who got a man who head ain't on right. Glory to God. And then we got you saying, oh, I can change him. If God can't change that brother, neither can you. I don't care how much love you make to him. I don't care how you rub his head until he gives his heart to God. Amen. Because the fight ain't about you. It's about him and God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But to those brothers, amen, who trying to live right for God, amen, and the enemy has put a tear in your path, amen, amen. I'm speaking that God will strengthen you tonight to make the decision, glory to God, that you're going to get out of that trap. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Let me just read you one more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go with me to Ecclesiastes. And I remember when the Lord first gave me this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is what really encouraged me to stay saved, y'all. But when the Lord gave me this, glory to God, hallelujah, he said, let me share something with you about the woman. He took me to Ecclesiastes 7:26. Ecclesiastes 7:26. Check out what Solomon said. And is this the word of the Lord? He says, and I find more bitter than death the woman. Come on here, somebody. He said, I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. Come on here, somebody. So look what we get caught into. Snares and nets. Come on here, somebody. Snares is traps. Come on here, somebody. And nets is to tie you up. And her hands as bands. Come on here, somebody. But whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her. So the man that pleased God will be able to escape from the snares and the nets and the bands that come with the woman. Come on here, somebody. He says, but the sinner shall be taken by her. But the sinner shall be taken by her, because he can't escape without God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's why we definitely got to do what? Stay close to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I want to encourage us as kings and queens, we need to find ourselves with each other. Brothers, we need to be more thinkers, more provider, more protector. Our black queens, amen, we need to allow you to be the fillers and the nurturers that God has created you to be. And remember, our queens, don't give no place to the enemy. The only one that the enemy was not able to use a woman with to bring down was Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. That's
Amen.
The only place where you read where he used a man, because he knew Yahshua wasn't going to fall for it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So the only one he could use was a man at Yahshua. Oh, thank you, Lord. He said, and remember Joseph. Joseph did not allow the enemy to set him up. The Bible said when
Amen.
A powerful wife tried to come in and see, when you really have the anointing, the anointing draw women. Let me, ooh, God said, keep it real tonight, son. Thank you, Lord. He said, keep it real tonight. See, when you got an anointing, you ain't got to do nothing. Women will be drawn to you because they are drawn to the power that is in you. Come on here, somebody. Women love
Amen.
A man with power. Come on here, somebody. Potiphar's wife was watching Joseph because she realized where the power was. Come on. She realized Potiphar wasn't running things. Joseph was running things. Come on here, somebody. And the more she looked at Joseph, the finer he got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why when we stay in the anointing, we ain't got to look for it. It'll look for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The anointing of God draws. Hallelujah. Why do you think he said, if I be lifted up, I would draw? The only thing he said to us in the text was, lift me. And I'll do the rest. Come on here, somebody. You ain't got to do nothing but just lift me up. Come on here, somebody. And while you lifting me up, I will draw the people to you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish God, oh, I wish somebody stick a praise in there somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. That's fact.
The problem is we're trying to find ways to draw people. God is saying, go back to the blueprint that I gave you. Go back to what I told you. Come on here, somebody. You ain't got to cook no dinner, sir. You just, all you got to do is, lift me up. Come on here, somebody. And I ain't knocking nobody for cooking no dinner to draw people. But I'm saying God gave us the blueprint. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, stick with the blueprint. Come on here, somebody.
Stick with
what God said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another round of praise.
Hallelujah.
So, beloved, tonight I want to encourage you tonight. Amen. Let us as men and women, amen, do not allow the enemy to bring space between us. I mean, the Bible says give no place to the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It's our job. Amen. To love you, amen. And Yahshua loved the church. It was your job to respect and reverence us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's all we want at the end of the day is respect and to be reverent. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But that's how you're going to show that you love me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because if we don't see that, then we know that you don't love us. Come on here, somebody. Because whatever you love, you do what? You reverence and respect. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
The battle of the sexes. I pray tonight that the Lord will bring so much love between us as men and women. I mean, that we will understand the nature that God has given us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And that we will love each other the way God wants us to love each other and show each other the love that God has put in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers, we really got to step our manhood up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there's so much going on right now. We got to be in our place in God so we can protect first our queen, and then our family. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You shouldn't give more attention to anybody than you give to your queen and your family. Right now, that's top notch right now. Hallelujah. God called us to save the world, but don't get so caught up in saving the world that you don't forget that you forget about your family. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But sometimes, beloved, hear me. Sometimes, amen, you got to throw caution to the wind when family is not responding. Come on here, somebody, to the word of God that God is giving you. Come on here, somebody, because at the end of the night, amen, God says, all I want you to do is tell them. You can't make them, amen, but you can command them. Well, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So Joshua put his foot down, and we got to do the same. Come on here, somebody. If you're going to be under my roof, amen, and you're going to carry my name, then you're going to give me the respect that God wants you to give me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because we represent Yahshua, and we're not going to represent him raggedy or any kind of old way. We're going to represent him to the highest degree that the Lord would want us to represent him. Somebody give God another praise in the house tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. While the anointing of God is moving and flowing, amen. I'm going to tell her to come in and get some of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. The woman is constantly under attack. Glory to God. We have to be aware of that. Like the man of God said, we got to pray, hallelujah, for our women. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to pray for women in general because the devil is always attacking them. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen.
See,
and they got it backwards, the majority, because they think the reversal of Roe versus Wade, the reversal of abortions, was an attack. Hallelujah.
Mm.
But the passing of Roe versus Wade was the attack, because that prevents, you're trying to stop God from bringing life into this world. So you attack the vessel that God uses to bring life into this world. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And you
claim
you're trying to help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the enemy is fighting for their right to kill life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the enemy knows how powerful, amen, if the woman brings life into the world. The woman, like the man of God said, the woman led, amen, the man astray in the garden. Praise God. That's how powerful she is. That's the kind of effect she has on the man. Hallelujah. Paul said the woman will lead you astray. What do you say? Snares and nets. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You mess around with the wrong woman. You mess around with the wrong one. You'll end up broke, busted, and disgusted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And trying to figure out how you got that way. Hallelujah. Because the wrong one will lead you astray. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for that word of God. And like the man of God said, amen, man, you need to keep your head. Glory to God. Don't lose your head. You know, every time we do something we got no business, we say, I lost my head. Glory to God. Well, what happened? I don't know, man. I lost my head. Glory to God.
Wow.
Amen. And like the man of God said, this is your woman looking at you like he said, what the hell wrong with you? Glory to God. This ain't you. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my head. Don't lose your head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't lose your head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God today. Amen for that word. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today for your word. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the man of God that brought forth your word. Lord, we ask that you replenish him the virtue that he has poured out. Hallelujah. Keep filling him up with your word. Keep filling him up with, filling him up with your knowledge and your wisdom, Lord. And we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. For everything you're doing in his life. And we praise you and magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Yes,
bless the name of the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. It all goes back to that garden. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's how long they've been plotting on the woman since the garden. Glory to God. And you have to be aware that he's still after you. Glory to God. He didn't stop at the garden. He is still after you. Remember what he did to Sarah? Praise God. After Abraham had a conversation with God. Hallelujah, praise God. Somewhere in her emotions, she said, I don't think that's possible. Glory to God, hallelujah. You should sleep with my handmaid, this little 16-year-old girl I got here. Praise God. And that caused him to get in his feelings because he looked over at that 16-year-old girl. I ain't going to go into that. Praise God, hallelujah. But he fell astray. Praise God, hallelujah. Samson fell astray. That's the woman with the snares in the net right there. Delilah. Oh, God. You got to watch out for Delilah. She out there. Glory to God. She out there. She'll make you tell you her weakness after you know she out to get you. Praise God. You just figure it out, and you still go along with it because it's something she's doing. You know what she's doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever she's doing it well. Glory to God. And she has led. Hallelujah, you are straight. That's why women, you need to look for the right man. And men, you need to look for the right women. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to move on, but the Lord told me, he said, release this. Ladies that's listening to this, hallelujah, you might be listening to the recording, praise God. You might be listening to it live. Quit wanting to date these good brothers. I don't care if you white, black, all of y'all got this thing about, I want a hood. Glory to God. No, you are a man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what you want. You are a man of God. Me and y'all don't want, I don't even know what the term is nowadays. A baddie. That's it. I want me a baddie. No, you don't. You want you a woman of God. Glory to God. Because the woman of God is what makes her a baddie. Glory to God. That's what makes her fine. That's what makes her a woman of who she is, glory to God, hallelujah. A woman of virtue, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That's what you want, glory to God, hallelujah. Quit getting caught up in these toxic relationships, glory to God. We thank God for that word on tonight, hallelujah. No, the devil's still out there. He ain't never stopped. He even matter because what you did to the snake. You snitched on the snake, and now the snake can't crawl. Glory to God and hallelujah. You think he forgot? Snitches get stitches. He does for you.
Wow.
You the one snitched on the snake. The man ain't saying nothing about the snake. Hallelujah. You brought the snake into this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now the snake, now you and the snake got a problem. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this, and then we're going to move forward. I'm scared of a woman that can handle a snake. I'm scared. Glory to God. Because...
Yeah.
If God put mutual hatred between y'all, why you walk around here with this snake? Glory to God, hallelujah.
Fair point.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That scares me. No, I got to stay away from you all the way, praise God. We can't be friends, hallelujah. We can't, you got to stay over there with this snake. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for the word on the night. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word, be on guard, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The battle of the sexes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get it right and let's get along. Let's get it right and let's get along. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. We truly hope you've been blessed with the word of God. If you want to sow a seed, give a donation, get in touch with the ministry. Amen. The information is on your screen on how you can do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we pray, amen, that you have truly been blessed by this word. We hope you learned something tonight. Hallelujah. You're going to take
sir.
It with you on tomorrow,
yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't forget about Morning Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
with the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, my brother is over there doing it big in the morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So y'all need to tune in. Praise God. If you can't make the live show, guess what? You can make the recording. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So look forward on Blog Talk Radio, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Tune in with us tomorrow night. We will be bringing forth the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, I want to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God and ask him to go ahead and give his final announcement and the benediction on tonight. Glory to God.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen, my dear brother. Amen. I pray tonight that y'all was blessed through the word of the Lord. Amen. Y'all have heard the announcement. Amen. Please comply with them tonight. Amen. We're thanking God for his word on tonight. Amen. Do anybody have any questions before I close it out? Amen. Any comments that they want to make? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you, Lord God, for what our eyes have seen. We thank you for what our heart now understands. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, God. Bring unity, Lord. Bring love, Lord. Bring clarity between us, Lord, as men and women, Lord God, how you have designed us to be, Lord. Let us as men, God, as your sons, God, begin to become thinkers, more thinkers, Lord, hallelujah, realizing that you have blessed us mentally, Lord, hallelujah, to be strong mentally. Let us have you as our head, Lord. Let's make sure that you are the head of our life, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, let's make sure, Lord, that you are leading and guiding us, Lord, hallelujah. You said, Lord, that we are to acknowledge you in all our ways, Lord, hallelujah. And so, Lord, let us begin to consult with you and let us not make a move without your approval, Lord, on tonight, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your daughters on tonight, God. Lord, we pray that you will help them be more fearless, Lord, to fill out things, Lord, hallelujah, in the spirit realm, Lord, hallelujah, and also to be more nurturer, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for them tonight, Lord, hallelujah. We bind and rebuke all assignments of the enemy, Lord God, hallelujah, because he is the womb, man. Yes, Lord, he is the womb of us, and we pray for our womb tonight, Lord, hallelujah. We rebuke and we bind every tactic of the enemy on tonight. We thank you, Father. We give you praise, Lord. We speak blessings over our womb, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And you bless us to call her woman. Amen. To name her, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You bless us to give her her name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we bless you. And tonight we give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord, for all things, Lord. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray on tonight. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to turn it back into the hands of our dear elder on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We have truly been blessed with the word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We remind you we will be back here tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Glory to God. On behalf of Apostle Curry and myself and the First Ladies, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night on More Than an Hour. Okay.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Let's
take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Tasha Cobb singing Fill Me Up Overflow on One Mic, One Take. You provide the fire.
Thank you.
wanna